Hello and welcome to our Purium Health Products Meet the Owners conference call. My name is Amy and I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium. And we also have with us on the line David Sandoval, the owner, other owner and founder here at Purium, and also the developer of our transformation, our David Sandoval's 10-day transformation. So welcome, David. How are you tonight?
I am doing great and just blown away by the results that I'm seeing. I'm sort of active on Facebook, and it's such an easy way for me to stay in contact with like thousands of people like every day, and so and I'm seeing ridiculous before and after pictures, Amy. Like I just like probably three times a day I'm like, Rodney, look at this. Do you believe that? 10 days? Are you serious? I mean, and then I saw this thing, Amy. I'm watching Shark Tank, right? And this guy comes on Shark Tank and he goes, "I've created this survival food. All you do is take 2 tablets a day, and it provides everything your body needs, and you're mentally and physically alert, and he goes." And they go, "You know what?" They go, "Have you lost any weight?" He goes, "Yeah, I typically do lose about a half a pound to a pound a day, you know, while I'm doing this." And they started chewing into him, going, "You're just a snake oil salesman trying to sell people on the idea that they could lose a pound a day, and that's the only reason you're doing it. It's just a starvation thing, and you're blah, blah, blah." And then they look at the list, and all it is a multivitamin. And the guy
says, "Oh, geez."
Yes, he's selling a multivitamin that basically is supposed to. So essentially, you know, the guy was a snake oil salesman. But the funny part was that they go, "There's nothing helps you lose a pound a day. That's ridiculous." And,
right.
And I was just laughing, going, "We have got the safest, fastest, most effective, and you know, long lasting way to lose weight, and you do lose. Most people lose an average of 1.2 pounds a day." That's just amazing. And I see on Facebook that people are like, "Okay, I'm going for my 3rd transformation. After the first 2, over the last year I've done 2, I'm down 26 pounds. And here's what I've learned, is that most people regain about 20% of what they lost. So if you lost 20 pounds, you gain back about 4 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really nice, because that makes up for some of the water weight. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Sometimes you do lose some water weight, and your body comes back. Dr. Luca taught us that the other day on our call. So that's just the body's way of fighting back and saying, "Wait, I'm used to being bigger. So I'm gonna take back a little bit of the ground that we gave up." But I've looked at the statistics and I've talked to so many people, and they're maintaining, this is the good news, they're maintaining 80% of the weight lost long term, and that is glorious.
That's huge. You know? That's huge, because that is the biggest problem, is that yo-yo effect, which is really hard on your body. You lose the weight and then you just bloom back up because you really haven't changed. You ate this prepackaged food, or you drank this shake, but you didn't change your mindset. You didn't really start thinking about what you were putting in your body, or making the connection that what you're feeding your body is really essential. I mean, it's everything to do with how you feel, how you look, you know, the weight that you're carrying, and you didn't make those mental connections. You didn't really transform anything in your life, and that is what is so different, and that is why I think the transformation is so successful, because yes, it's working on you physiologically. Yes, it's helping you drop those pounds, but even more importantly, it is working. It's equally as important to work on your mind and changing the way you think, and changing the way that you interact with food and think about food. And that, honestly, in my opinion, is why I think the people are able to keep off 80% of what they lost.
Well, there's 2 other Vulcan mind tricks that you play on yourself with the transformation. You see, you also train your taste buds to crave better food.
Exactly.
More importantly, is you gain this confidence that back in control, and I'm not giving it up again. You know what I mean?
And
here's one side effect I'm not sure that I necessarily, am as comfortable with is because I have so many green drinks and so many, I can't have more than one meal a day. If I have more than one meal a day, I look like a pregnant aunt because my belly, you know what I mean? Is that a weird description? But my belly sticks out like I'm like I need to lose weight, but it's just because the rest of my body's so lean that if I try to put two meals a day in my belly, that it just is so obvious. So I just feel full all day, and I don't like that. That feeling of walking around like you're stuffed. You know what I mean? So I'm like one meal a day, and I really can't do more than that.
But you know what the beautiful thing is, though, that your body is nourished. Your body, you're not suffering because you're drinking so many green drinks. You're drinking Power Shake. You're having Love. You're having Master Amino. Is that your body's not suffering one bit. Obviously, your body is flourishing
and
thriving.
You know about my youth. You know that I have tremendous food insecurity.
Right.
If I cook dinner for two and I make enough for six.
Right.
You know, if there's 12, I have enough for 24 because I grew up where there was never, ever, ever enough food, and I'm always afraid that there's not going to be enough. And when I eat a meal, even if it's just one meal a day, I think I overeat most of the time. And
because
it's healthy food, I don't
then it's okay.
feel, I don't suffer from that.
Right. But if you were eating the standard American diet had those kind of issues around food from your childhood, that you would be obese, you know?
Never even thought of that, actually, Amy. Honestly, I never thought of that. You're right, because I've got serious food insecurity. And I tend, I mean, you've seen me go to Soup Plantation and eat three full plates of salad, right?
Humongous plates.
and then get some soup and some bread, you know? So, yes, I do tend to overeat, but it's always on the ultra healthy
on the
side.
Healthy side. So you haven't had the effects that most people are experiencing out there. I mean, you've been blessed that you always gravitated toward those healthy food options. But, you know, out there in society, most people don't. Most people are gravitating toward mashed potatoes, fried food, fast food, comfort food, things like that, which are packing the pounds on, which are causing these crazy rates of diabetes, crazy rates of blood pressure, you know, things like that we didn't have 50, 100 years ago. And so, you know, I mean coming back and bringing it back full circle, the flex food options in the transformation, like you said, they trick your brain, they retrain, they transform your brain because you're hungry, or you think you're hungry, you really just want to chew something, honestly, because your body is being nourished, but you mentally want to chew something, and you're having that, maybe
your
that food insecurity. Exactly, you're bored, and so you go get that flex food, and that is the best green apple you've ever had in your entire life. That is the best cucumber. That is the best kale that you've ever had in your entire lifetime. But
there's another
reason
your taste buds are clean, Amy.
Exactly. And so as you come off the transformation, as you transition into the next 20 days, or as you transition into like a Lifestyle Plus package, you know, your taste buds are cleaner, like you said, and you have these fond, awesome memories that's the best green apple you ever had. So instead of going over and reaching for a Snickers or reaching for French fries from McDonald's, you're going to go back and reach for that green apple because you kind of imprinted that in your mind that nourished me, that tasted so amazing.
Are you reading my mind? I had a baby Snickers. Okay, everybody hate me. I had a baby Snickers, and I sneezed four times. I got a headache and a stomach ache, honestly, from one baby Snickers. And I thought, are we aware of this? That we're actually allergic to this stuff? That it made me sneeze and get a clogged nose and then get a headache and a stomach ache. But if you're having that all the time, you get conditioned to it.
That becomes your normal. And I think they might be on the phone tonight. There's a gentleman, after he did his transformation, lost a whole bunch of weight, and he's like, I can't go to Costco anymore because I cannot stand the smell of that greasy pizza. But before, I would do anything I could to run an errand to Costco because I wanted to get a slice of that pizza,
or I wanted to
buy a whole pizza. And he's like, I can't even go to Costco anymore because the smell of that almost makes... The joy is gone. Yeah,
there's a new joy, and the joy is looking in the mirror. And how you feel. But I hear now, we've been trying to kill some time, Amy and I have, because we've got some important, like, safety first recommendations. So we wanted to have some light conversation at the beginning, but I now have heard about 15 more beeps, 20 more beeps come on. So I know some people have made some calls and invited some people that might need these questions answered. So I love these calls. I love sharing just me and Amy's insights and history with you. But tonight's call, I want to make a little bit functional, because we now have, and I'm serious about this, every single week we have close to 1,000 new people getting on the transformation. This is in Europe.
Really exciting.
but that means, now listen here now, very important, that means that we're now reaching the masses. And when we reach the masses, we don't have a bunch of healthy people trying to get healthier. We're really reaching people where they need us, where the rubber meets the road. And that means people are going to have issues, like maybe they're on medications. Maybe they have severe food allergies. Maybe they're very toxic. And so we want to address those first three issues, really, you know, to make sure that we're not avoiding anything, that we take the tough questions. And we've been gathering information, and tonight, you know, we want everybody to know that we, you know, we want to you to have the best possible experience. So, Amy, I'm going to go ahead and pose some of these questions. I'm going to let you sort of give your thoughts first, and then I'm going to sort of fill in, add on and sort of, you know, how I like to get my two cents in. So,
sure.
So, okay, Amy, I want to do the transformation. My friends have done it. I've seen them lose a lot of weight. I'm overweight, and because of that, I have high blood pressure. Because of that, maybe I have high cholesterol. Because of that, I even have some issues, you know, with sleep apnea and stuff, because I'm a big boy. So is this safe for me to do?
Well, I mean, there's a modified way that we can make it safe for everyone, because I truly believe that the products are great, no matter what stage of your health journey you're on. But we may need to customize the program for you based on your individual needs and the state of your health. So the first thing I would say is, if you plan on losing more than 10 pounds, you got to consult your physician. So you do need to get your doctor involved in what you're doing. And then second of all, if you're on high blood pressure medication or other medications for the heart, let's modify the program. Let's not jump straight into a 10-day fasting type of protocol. Let's spread the program out to 15 days where you're always eating one morning meal per day in place of a power shake and Master Aminos. So basically, you use the healthy food guide, you make healthy food choices, you can use the flex food guide, to pull in healthy food choices, but that you're not putting your body into such a, maybe a rigorous thing where it's going into, you know, different metabolic type of processes, but you're giving it that morning meal every day, and then you're doing the transformation for your noon and your evening, you know, your noon, your dinner, and your evening on. And so that should make it, just by modifying the program, able to, dip your toe in the water, step into it, and always putting safety first for those that are on high blood pressure medication or other heart medications.
Now, I know you had a great conversation with Dr. Luca, who is the patent holder for the master amino acids, and he had some great advice that he gave you. Now, we had some confusion about, you know, never eating food around the master aminos, and he actually told you that for people on medication, we want you to have a flex food, you know, while you have the aminos. And, you know, I remember that he always used to have some sweet fruit whenever he was taking the aminos, and I always wondered why. So do you want to expand on that at all, or did I cover it pretty good?
Well, Dr. Lucas said that absolutely you can have it. It does not have to be on an empty stomach to be effective. What he said, that some of the information may have been crossed up in translation, you know, over the years, that you don't want to take Master Amino right on top of another like protein shake source. So if you notice in the gluten-free option of the transformation, which we'll talk about in just a moment, we've cut the serving of the Love Super Meal down because it is higher in protein than our Power Shake. So you want to be careful, like you would not want to take your servings of Master Amino and then if you had some other brand of whey protein or soy protein or something like that that you were consuming, because then what makes the Master Amino so amazingly unique and effective is that 99, you know, over 99% of that protein actually gets metabolized as protein, and you don't have the waste excreting through your kidneys, which is taxing and putting stress on your kidneys. Whereas if you've listened to some of Dr. Luca's other calls that we've done or know about protein, is there's a certain percentage of every protein that gets kicked out by the body as waste, and it must process through the kidneys to be excreted out of the body. And so that's hard work on the kidneys.
And Amy, remind the people that produces a very toxic byproduct, doesn't it? All the excreting of protein waste.
Exactly. And so it produces this toxic byproduct. It puts a heavy load on the kidneys to get that toxic byproduct out of the body. And so you just don't want to couple up. This would be, you know, say if you're after the transformation, you don't want to couple up your Master Amino with another type of protein shake. So that's really the information. Then he started laughing and he said, just don't take your Master Aminos with bananas. you don't want to eat a couple of bananas because they're can be known for constipating, and we're trying, you know, to move in the other direction, while we're on the transformation.
I thought that avocados had protein or something. I couldn't figure that one out. So thank you for having that discussion with him. And so what I want to just reiterate is that if you're on high blood pressure medication, that's the main concern with the transformation. Other medications, we really don't have that many. You know, I've got right here in front of me, I've got the book that gives all interactions, drug and nutrient interactions. I've got the physician's desk reference right in front of me. I've been poring over it and looking, and there's nothing in the transformation that is going to affect medications other than the high blood pressure. And the reason why is actually because it's actually helping your body, but no one can take you off your medication, nobody. And the medication is going to have an effect on your body, as is the food. We want to stabilize the effect, even out, so that you have the benefit of your medication and the transformation at the same time without having to give up one or the other. And that's the point of this advice. And remember, the other thing is eat food with your aminos, a non-protein food like a fruit or something like that, and you're going to be doing really well. An avocado, just whatever flex food that you're into, and that's going to be helpful as well. Next question, Amy. I'm not regular anyway in the best of times. And now I started the transformation and I'm constipated. I haven't really lost any weight. It's been 2 days. I haven't gone to the bathroom or lost any weight. I'm thinking about quitting.
Well, we definitely don't want to quit. You know, we don't want to quit. There's, you know, if you're prone to constipation, you know, we suggest, one, you know, making sure that you're drinking a lot of water. So we definitely always want to stay hydrated. And then, you can use a stool softener, or you can do the salt flush, the salt water flush, to kind of open up that detoxification pathway. And so those are two options. You could also even do colonics. I've done that myself. And there's another great technique that's a stomach exercise that Dr. Mike, our naturopathic doctor, told us about and did some research on. And I'll let you explain that one a little bit more. But there's some also, like you said, contraction exercises that you can do to get that peristaltic action working. So it's definitely not a reason to give up. It can happen, especially if you're not drinking additional water. So we always suggest as much water as possible. But if it's just not working and you're feeling uncomfortable, the stool softener or the salt flush will take care of it for sure.
How could I have prevented this, Amy? How could I have, like, is there anything I could have done before I started that would have prevented that?
Well, if you know you're starting, there's definitely some preparation work that you can do, and that's by starting to slightly modify your diet before you start. Like, you don't want to be eating greasy, fatty, you know, foods. You don't want to be eating a ton of bananas that are known for constipation, like, right before you start. You don't want to be eating a ton of, like, red meat before you start, because that takes so long to digest anyway. And so there are some things to switch to more of a water, broth, juices, you know, fresh fruit, raw vegetables, you know, salads, things like that that you know, you know, we all know our bodies. We all know when we eat a certain thing what our, you know, elimination cycle is going to be, and we know that when we eat something else that it's going to be a little longer, you know. And so you don't eat those things that you know are more sluggish in your system, you know, right leading up for the fast, because you've got that sitting in there working its way through while you're reducing your calorie intake, you know, reducing your fiber intake, and then, you know, really slowing those things down that you've eaten 2 days or whatever, a day before, even more.
Like, awesome. Now, if you want to just stand up and push all the air out of your lungs and hold your stomach muscles tight and then go all the way down to the ground, dip all the way down to the ground, you know, like, dip down, not to the ground, but dip down as far as you can, hold it for like 3 seconds and push yourself back up, do that 10 times. And by the time,
when do you get to breathe?
Yeah,
when do you get to take a breath?
Inhale on the way up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying this while we're talking.
and if you drink a glass of water just before this exercise, then each time you do that, the water is going to work its way down and loosen stuff up. And break up some stuff along the walls, and so you're going to find yourself having to go within about 15 minutes after doing this exercise. And if you're into yoga, you could do the breath of fire, and as you know, you always do that at the end of the class for a reason.
Yes. And is there a chance that doing these exercises could also maybe produce some gas or get some, I mean, is that perhaps
going to
happen as
well? A lot of times that's going to be part of poor digestion or a blockage. Yeah, so it may do that. So you might want to be alone in the room if that's what you're talking about. I'm just teasing. So very, very good exercise Dr. Mike recommended. Now, let's move quite along here now. You know, I love the transformation. I am also prone to constipation a little bit. And so when I drank the green drink, like, I felt really sick to my stomach and I felt like I had to throw up. And I'm wondering, like, what's going on here? I really want to do this, but I'm not sure I could handle that three times a day.
You know, it definitely can happen. Although, I mean, we've had so many people taking the transformation. It's not uncommon, but it's not common. And it could be that there's just so many toxins and allergies and things, you know, circulating around in your bloodstream from the diet that you were eating, not necessarily from the power shake or from the, you know, the transformation. It's the after effects of what we were doing, that are kind of coming up for us right now. And so we suggest, you know, consulting a naturopath, consulting your physician. I mean, because the one dangerous thing with getting nauseated and throwing up is that you can become dehydrated, and then it's not the transformation that's making you sick, it's the dehydration where it could become, you know, a problem.
Spoken
so,
like a mother.
So
right.
I mean,
you gotta watch that with your girls all the time. If they get sick, it's the dehydration. It doubles the intensity of the pain.
Exactly. So again, it's so important to start the transformation very well hydrated. Like I had a guy go, yeah, you know, I know I'm going to be going on the transformation. So I went out and got hammered last night, you know, because I know I'm not going to drink anything for at least 10 days. Yeah, exactly. And then he's like, you know, and then I know because I hear all these stories, I'm probably not going to want to drink after I'm done with the transformation. He's like, so, you know, I just tied one on last night. And it's like, that's so
beer
horrible.
Insecurity. Oh my goodness.
It's so horrible because alcohol dehydrates, you know, coffee and tea, caffeine dehydrates, and so you're just starting off already dehydrated. Exactly.
Yep.
So you want to be sure that leading up to it that you're very hydrated, even overly hydrated, you know, and
how
then...
How can you tell if you're hydrated? How do I know if I'm hydrated?
Well, you look in the toilet after you've, you know, urinated to see if it has a color or it's clear. When it's clear, you're fully hydrated. When it starts having color, you're not. And then, obviously, the darker that it is, the more concentrated your urine is, and that actually can be very dangerous. It's very hard on your kidneys.
And if
you've
ever, and the uric acid, remember, uric acid rhymes with urine, so think about it. If you've got dark urine, you probably have eaten meat, and that's a sign that your kidneys are struggling to keep up. And that uric acid, as we mentioned earlier, is the most toxic compound that's produced by eating food, you know, and meat produces it. So the master aminos are genius because they produce zero uric acid byproduct. Meat, over 50% of the protein in meat is not digested and becomes a burden on your kidneys and your liver and creates uric acid. Good news to that, the antidote to uric acid is ellagic acid, and ellagic acid is very prominent in one of Amy and my favorite products, the Tart Cherry Concentrate. So awesome, good information. Now, this next one is not so much about nausea or anything like that, but I'm a celiac. And I am not able to tolerate gluten at all. And my goodness, I really want to do the transformation. But gosh, I look on the label and it says, you know, it has activated barley, it has wheatgrass, and barley and wheat both contain gluten. I understand that they've been sprouted and it's the wheatgrass, but yet on your label you say it may contain those things. I can't take any chances. So am I not able to do the transformation?
Yes and no. So if you're a celiac and you have a deadly reaction to gluten, or if you have a violently sick reaction, if you know you're a celiac, you do not want to do the power shake, you know? And so because of that, we came up with a gluten-free option, an alternative to use the Love Super Meal. Now, there definitely is different directions, and it's a little bit different dosage than what's on the label copy of the Love Super Meal. So you want to follow the directions closely when you're doing the Love Super Meal gluten-free option on the transformation. So you want to be really, really careful with that. And there's definitely a big difference between a celiac and a person that is, you know, modifying their diet for, you know, flattening their tummy or for, you know, they're testing their allergic reaction to gluten. So if anyone ever mentions celiac, you want to steer completely clear of the power shake, because the barley, the activated barley, does have the gluten, trace amounts of the gluten. The wheatgrass may have trace amounts of gluten in it, and it could really be a life or death situation in a celiac, and we want to be very aware of that.
Safety
first, absolutely.
And that's going to be our motto as we reach out to a wider and wider audience, is safety first. You know, learning what we can, getting the questions back, answering the tough questions, and knowing that we want everyone to have a great transformation experience. If you're on medications, we'll modify it. If you're celiac, we'll modify it. If you find that it makes you nauseous, we'll give you some great advice so that it doesn't. Remember, you should always, if you are concerned, you know, consult our naturopath, but also your own doctor. But remember that all of these are foods. Everything you're doing is nothing more than food. Now, I want to just remind you as well that the daily fiber blend may have trace amounts of gluten as well. These are all sprouted grains. And there's nothing in there that should have gluten in the power shake or the daily fiber blend. But we know that in agriculture, there's a lot of late blooming seeds or early blooming seeds. That's how plants adapt and survive. And so in the event that there's an early or late bloomer, it could create a trace amount of gluten, which can't be removed, or we wouldn't want to remove chemically. And I want to just address a gluten issue very quick for you. A lot of people who believe that they are gluten sensitive, I want you to do a test. Eat a piece of bread, right, and see, note your reaction. Your nose gets stuffy, whatever it might be, you get a headache. And then 48 hours later, after that's cleared your system, have a piece of toasted bread, okay? And what you're going to find is that a lot of times it's the aflatoxins that are unavoidable in bread. Aflatoxins are caused by mold that happens whenever grains are stored prior to them being milled. After they're milled, and why they're milled, that aflatoxin gets mixed into the flour. And that flour, when bread rises, it isn't a very high temperature. When bread rises, a lot of times it's still moist in the middle. Think about it, which means
exactly.
That there's moisture.
Oh, it creates a perfect environment when dough is rising.
Warm.
It's kind of warm.
Warm
and moist.
And you've got spores. And so then we eat delicious, homemade, fresh bread. And this has been going on for hundreds of years, by the way, since the Roman times, thousands of years. And they didn't know what it was. And what I've found is that 80% of the people who think that they're allergic to gluten, not allergic, but sensitive, because they eat things with gluten in them, breads and such. But if you toast it or even eat pasta versus bread, you'll find
because
that...
Because you're cooking it, because it boils.
Breakfast cereal, you can't really warm up or heat, you know, the cold type. So a lot of times it's aflatoxins. Look it up on the internet. Aflatoxins are a huge problem. A major problem, and that's why we test all of our things. We do very small batches, and everything's washed by every grain that we handle. We're aware of the problem. You're not going to find aflatoxins in our products, but in some of my favorite breads, my favorite whole grain, 10-grain, amazing breads, I toast them because I'm not going to take the aflatoxin chance. And if you get that belly that swells up, that's aflatoxin, not gluten.
Interesting. That's some really great information. But if anyone ever mentions the word celiac, this information does not apply because they do not have the... Exactly. So, but there is a difference.
Evil. Gluten's not evil.
Exactly.
It's a vital protein. It just is overconsumed. And we got one final question, and people have been so cool. I noticed we haven't lost one single caller. We got a pretty big group. So let's wrap up for everybody. So Amy's married to a personal trainer. Guy is absolutely has a godlike physique. What if he tried to do? What if he tried to do the transformation? I mean, he works out an hour a day or more, probably.
Yeah, probably more. But no, and so honestly, he couldn't and keep up with that same regimen because he just couldn't. You're expending
too
much energy.
Would he lose all those muscles?
Well, I don't think he would lose all the muscle because the Master Amino is nourishing that, but he wouldn't have the strength. That I think that is what it is, and you don't want to put your body under that much stress because you've already reduced your calories, although you're definitely providing all the nutrients that it needs to live like a normal existence. But when you go out
to draw on though.
Exactly. And I think I've heard Ian, which most everybody in the company knows Ian, and he's a cyclist. And so I've heard him say, you know, I can't do the transformation when I'm training because he knows how many calories he expends when he's out on a long ride. You know, he rides 10, 20, 30, whatever miles. He knows that his body cannot thrive to its fullest potential on the limited calories that the transformation provides. So he does the transformation products all day long, but he eats food with it. He does more. So if you're a training athlete, you can do all the transformation products. We're certainly not saying don't do the transformation products, but we're saying you still must add additional calories to your diet to compensate from what you're overexpending. Now, if you're not a professional athlete and you just enjoy working out, so say like my husband, what he would do is he would just need to cut his workout down. Don't lift as heavy. Don't lift as long. And you can still go to the gym. You could do a little bit of cardio. You could go on a little bit. Exactly, because that is a modality to release toxins, to get toxins out of your body through sweating. But you don't want to lift super, super heavy weight. You don't want to go on a 10-mile ride or a 10-mile jog. You want to keep it light, so you're not putting that extra stress on your body while your body is using its energy to cleanse and to detox and things like that. So that would be my advice.
Speaking of men with really ripped physiques, Eric Nice did the transformation for 40 days and actually put on 10 pounds of muscle, monitored by his doctors, put on 10 pounds of muscle over 40 days while on the transformation, doing 15-minute workouts, very core workouts, the ones he taught me that are on our YouTube channel. And in what he did is he condensed his workout to 3 5-minute workouts a day and put on 10 pounds of lean muscle while living on 600 calories a day. And that seems physiologically impossible.
Impossible.
But it's not because
of the transformation. And one thing that it's a slightly different with Eric is Eric is very in tune with his body, you know, and so some of this, you know, safety first because we are reaching the masses who may not have one clue about what really is happening within their body because maybe they've never thought about their body from that perspective that you really can get in sync and in tune and understand, you know, what is happening and why. And so when we're reaching people that, you know, that hasn't even really entered into their consciousness, so, you know, Eric would know if he pushed his body too far, he would recognize it immediately and stop.
True, yeah.
Where some people, and as we reach the masses, which is of course what we want to do, we need to put safety first because we don't know how in tune they are. And so we need to, again, be on the safe, conservative side of things and say, just limit the workout, lower the weight.
We're ambassadors, you know, we're ambassadors to everybody, not just to a select few, but everybody. And there's so many different lifestyles. So I hope that the information tonight was helpful. As is our tradition, Amy, I'm hoping that you'll stay on the line for a second so that we could unlock the line and let everybody say goodbye and good night and And I wanted to give you a chance to, if there's any last-minute things you want to say about tonight's call or anything you think we might have missed.
I think we did a really great job. The last thing I just would want to point out is pregnant and lactating women, and it's not on the official list, but pregnant and lactating women, the products are great. The transformation process is not for a pregnant or lactating woman because, again, you need those extra calories. Your body is busy either making breast milk or nourishing the baby, and so you don't want to be restricting your calories while you're, you know, doing either of those two things. So I just wanted to add that in. Products are great. Add them. Supplement them to a healthy diet. But pregnant or lactating, you need to eat.
I'm glad you told me. No, I'm joking.
Are you planning on doing that soon, Dave?
I'm not pregnant, but I'm lactating. It's the weirdest thing. But
oh, that is weird.
But anyway, I want to thank you, Amy. Great job tonight. You really took us through the information in such a concise and professional way. I love to hear you explain that. I hope that I was able to help as well. And I'm going to unlock the line so that we could have a moment with our friends out there. So give me 1 second.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
Madonna.
Awesome.
Good night,
awesome.
Awesome. Good
job,
guys.
Good night from Savannah.
Good night, guys. Thank you.
So is that from Savannah? I get out to see y'all later. Good night, y'all.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Thanks again. Bye-bye.